You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Matt, and this is the B-side. Welcome back for all of you very loyal listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in again on this lovely Tuesday evening here in Easton, Pennsylvania. It's a little bit rainy, got a little bit of snow yesterday, but hopefully the weather will pick up soon and it'll feel like spring finally. All right, so let's just... we're going to kick things off with, I'm planning a lot of new stuff this week. I guess there's no real theme of the show, but sort of just some stuff that I've stumbled upon in the past week or two, or some new things that came out in the week or two. So I'm going to start off with a brand new song from undoubtedly one of my favorite bands. I'm very excited that they released a new song, two new songs actually, a few weeks ago. That, of course, is Panic at the Disco. If you haven't heard yet, they released a two-song EP called Say Amen for Silver Linings, with the two songs being Say Amen and Silver Lining. They haven't released any new music since 2016 with their album Death of a Bachelor. Fans, including myself, were all very excited when they released those two new songs and announced that a new album is coming out in the end of June. Called Pray for the Wicked. So that's going to be their 6th studio album, which is really exciting. And so to kick it off, they released these two new songs. I'm going to play one tonight. I wish I could play both, but the second one is not clean, not radio friendly, but go listen to Silver Lining anyways. Give that one some love. It's really good too. But tonight I will be playing Say Amen, which is really good. I hope you like it. Yeah, so this is Say Amen by Panic at the Disco.
Been traveling in packs that I can't carry anymore. Been waiting for somebody else to carry me. There's nothing that's there for me at my door. All the people I know aren't who they used to be. And if I try to change my life one more day, there would be nobody else to save. And I can't change into a person I don't wanna be. So, oh, it's Saturday night. Yeah. I pray for the wicked on the weekend. Mama, can I get another amen? Oh, oh, it's Saturday night. Swear to God. Every morning when I wake up, I wanna be who I couldn't say I'd ever been. But it's so much more than I ever was. If every night I go to sleep knowing that I give everything that I had to give, then it's all I could have asked for. I've been standing up beside everything I've ever said, but oh, it's Saturday night. Could have ever been. If I had one more day to wish, if I had one more day, I could be better, but baby, oh, it's Saturday night.
Once again, that was Say Amen or Saturday Night by Panic at the Disco, a brand new song by them. Just a heads up, they're going to be on tour this summer with Arizona and Hayley Kiyoko. I was lucky enough to snag tickets on Friday, so I will be there in Philly at the end of July. And if you don't know, Panic at the Disco by now is pretty much a one-man band. Brendan Urie, the lead singer, who always has been the lead singer, produces and writes and does all of the instrumentation on the new albums, especially the last one, Death of a Bachelor. And as far as I know, that's sort of going to be the case with this new album too, but he tours with a live band. Recently the band performed on, Jimmy Fallon. Maybe Jimmy Kimmel. A lot of fans noticed that they have a new bassist who is, Nicole Rowe. So, look out for her too this summer when they're on tour. Next up we have a song from, a song from a band called Super Whatever, which is a band that I discovered, last week sometime. And I really like them. They have one debut album called, it's called Never Nothing, which I really enjoy. And this is their song, which is sort of like their most popular, I guess, song, called Misquote. So this is Misquote by Super Whatever.
You're so, so cold. Leave it to the fever, my misquote. Oh no, misquote. Oh no, I don't know why you're feeling sad. I'm just a fool playing the bad guy. Now that we are almost there, I'd like to see. We'll be right back.
Once again, that was the song Misquote by Super Whatever off of their debut album, which came out, I think, last month, called Never Nothing. I'd recommend also checking out the songs off that album, Bloomfield, which I really like, and Cops on Motorcycles. Both really good songs. All right, so next up we have another sort of new song from the band 30 Seconds to Mars. And this is off their forthcoming album, which I believe comes out this Friday, called America. And this song is called Dangerous Night.
We burn and we plan, we try to forget, but the memories left are still haunting. The walls that we built from bottles and pills, we swallow until we're not talking. I am a man on fire. You, a violent desire. What a dangerous night to fall in love. Don't know why we still hide what we've become. Do you wanna cross the line? We're running out of time. A dangerous night to fall in love. Started a stranger, a lover in danger. The edge of a knife, the face of an angel, the heart of a ghost. Was it a dream? I am a man on fire. You, a violent desire.
Once again, that was the song Dangerous Night. Dangerous Night by 30 Seconds to Mars. Next up, we have tonight we have two songs by artists from bands that I like that went where the lead singer went solo and did a sort of a solo project on their own. So the first up is a song by Patrick Stump, who, if you don't know, is the lead singer of Fall Out Boy. And back when they were on hiatus in the early, in 2011, late 2000s, early 2010s, he put out a solo project called Soul Punk, which I don't think anyone, at least I don't, really talks about much. I think it's really good. I think it's interesting. Patrick Stump definitely has an interesting voice and a voice that can be used for, I think, other things besides sort of like a alt rock like Fall Out Boy is. So this song is from his project Soul Punk, and it is the song called Alley. I hope you enjoy. Once again, that was the song Alley by Patrick Stump. If you like that one, check out This City and Run Dry and Explode. Those are both all for the same album, and I all really enjoy. So moving right along, I mentioned that I'm going to play another song by an artist who sometimes goes solo from their band, and that would be Rivers Cuomo of Weezer, of course. Rivers Cuomo has sort of a tendency to go solo. He's put out, Alone, the home recordings, and, Alone 2, back in 2007, 2008. He doesn't put out a lot of singles, but, he puts out some songs with other artists sometimes. Like he's on, of course, Magic with B.O.B., and I think I definitely played his song with AJR before, but this one's actually brand new, and it's sort of a solo song by him. It's called Medicine for Melancholy. And it's interesting because Weezer put out an album at the end of last year, and there's rumors that they're going to put out another one in May, which is next month, which is crazy. And he put out this song a few weeks ago. So yeah, Rivers Cuomo always writing music, always making stuff, which is nice. And so this is his brand new song called Medicine for Melancholy. Excuse me. A little bit of a tongue twister, but I hope you like it. Once again, that was Medicine for Melancholy by Rivers Cuomo. Next up, we have a song from song suggestion from my uncle called Everybody's Lonely by Jukebox the Ghost, which is a song that he recommended I play on the show. And I didn't know it by the name, but when I listened to it for the first time, I actually realized I think I've heard it before, and I really, really like it. So thanks, Uncle Bill, for recommending this song. This is from their album Off to the Races, which is from 2018. Oh, it's brand new. It's from 2018. And Yeah, it's called Everybody's Lonely. So I hope you enjoy it.
Dragged into another heartbreak, like a moth into a flame.
Once again, that was Everybody's Lonely by Jukebox The Ghost. I don't know why that song gives me like vibes of like Queen or like I guess more recently like Fun, those two bands, which I really like. So yeah, so that was Everybody's Lonely by Jukebox The Ghost. Go check them out. Next up, I got a little shout out. This song is called Tear in My Heart by 21 Pilots, and this one goes out to Leah.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul, but it takes someone to come around to show you. The songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face, and it takes a song to come around to show you.
Then I've ever been. drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the holes so you sleep fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart, I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart, I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart, take me higher than I've ever been. My heart is my armor. She's the tear in my heart, she's a carver. She's a butcher with a smile, cut me farther than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Oh, than I've ever been. My heart is my armor. She's the tear in my heart. She's a carver. She's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
Of course, that was Tear in My Heart by my favorite band, 21 Pilots. 21 Pilots on a little bit of a hiatus right now. They haven't made new music in almost 2 years since their last single came out. Hopefully they'll put out a new album this year. That seems to be the going rumor, I guess, that they're going to put out some new music this year, but they've been pretty quiet. Although, big news for them recently, their 2015 album, Blurry Face, which that song was from, was the first album in history ever let me get this right. It was the first album for every song on the album to go platinum. So there's 14 songs in the album, and they all went platinum as individual songs. And no other album in history has ever done that. So I think that's pretty cool. I was shocked to know that no other album had done that, because I don't know, I just figured like someone like the Beatles or something had to have that record already, but apparently not. 21 Pilots was the first ever to do that, so that's pretty cool. Next up, we have a song from a band that I think I played at the very beginning of this semester, a band that is out of Southern California, I believe, called Ghoul Kids. Pretty small band. They're a duo, actually, a drummer and a guitarist, who's also a lead singer. But they recently put out an album, their first album, called Deadbeat, and it's really good. They have a very interesting sound. It's like you can almost barely hear exactly what the lead singer is trying to say. Very interesting voice, not a typical like good voice, I would say, but really interesting, and I think fun to listen to. So this is, like I said, this is off their debut album, Deadbeat, and this is their song, Vintage, or Feel All Right. So I hope you enjoy it.
Come on.
right, so that was Feel All Right by Ghoul Kids. So yeah, check out their debut album. I also really like the song, which is actually not on that album. I think this is the one that I played at the beginning of the semester. Their song With You is really good and also has a really cool music video that goes along with it. So yeah, so check that out. Next up, we have a little bit of a throwback. My friends and I the other day were listening to the song Magic by Rivers Cuomo and B.O.B. that I referenced before. We were saying, I had brought up the idea that maybe it was a cover of a song called Magic, but then we looked it up and it's not. There's just another song called Magic that I was confusing it with. So this is that other song called Magic. And it is by Pilot. So I hope you like it. Yeah, so that was Magic by Pilot. Hope you enjoyed it. Next up, we have a song by the artist who I believe is just a one-person sort of project, Vespertine. They're currently on tour with Vinyl Theater, although when I saw them last week, he was not with them, which was unfortunate because I think he's really good. But this is his song, which is sort of like his most popular song, Shatter in the Night. And I think he has a really cool sort of combination between sort of like alt rock and pop rock with sort of electronic and a little bit of dance music. So this is Shatter in the Night by Vespertine.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, that was Shatter in the Night by Vespertine. Next up, we have a little bit of a throwback, although I don't know if it's necessarily a well-known song, so I don't know if it really counts as a throwback. It's from 2005, which was actually a really good year for music now that I'm thinking about it, because I didn't know this was on from there. This is by the band Motion City Soundtrack, and this is their song called Everything Is All Right. Once again, that was, let me just, okay, my headphones are off. All right, sorry about that. Once again, that was Everything Is All Right by Motion City Soundtrack. Next up, which I, this is going to be my last song of the night. Thanks again for tuning in. This is the song by, it's actually not the title song. I think it was the title song. I think their tour might be called the Press Restart Tour. Anyways, this is the song Press Restart, which is the first track off of Walk the Moon's newest album, What If Nothing? An album which I was a little disappointed in. I really like Walk the Moon. I think their first two albums were really, really great. And I think this one's good. They try and do something very, very different. And I guess I respect that. But it's not one of my favorite albums, but it was really, it was good overall. And this song and the song Headphones are definitely like my two favorite songs from it. So, Yeah, so without further ado, this is the song Press Restart by Walk the Moon. Finally, that was Press Restart by Walk the Moon. That's all I have for you guys tonight. I hope you all enjoyed the show. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Matt. This has been the B-side. Again, thank you for listening. I wouldn't do this without those of you who listen, either live or recorded online. I really appreciate you guys. And I'll be back next week, and I think I'll probably do a theme next week, although I'm not entirely sure what it is. I have a few playlists that I'm working on right now. Anyways, tune in next week on Tuesday at 9 again for some great music. Until then, have a great week, and I'll see you then. Have a good night.